Hi, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Anna. And we're business partners, mums, and we're also mates.
Yes, we are. But we are also chefs, taxi drivers, band-aid appliers. The list goes on. So we know that the juggle is real.
We're here to chat with you about how to find joy in the juggle, as well as bringing you all kinds of connected conversations with inspiring people who have stories of their own to tell and insight to share about how to set your soul on fire.
Also, we might throw in a swear word or some cheeky context, so perhaps if little ones are around, it's best to listen with AirPods in.
So you're... we... how do you wrap up an intro? Hey, matey.
Ahoy, matey.
Hey, everyone. I'm Anna. Welcome back to our podcast.
Hello, and I am Sarah. And from the bottom of our farts, I mean, that's what I said to my daughter. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much for being back here another week. Anna, how are you going?
Pretty good, except as you just said, it is so hot here where we are in Queensland, Australia, that, oh my God, you just said you had to take your clothes off just before you jumped on this Zoom with me, and wowzers, is it a view to be reckoned with.
It is a stinker. It is absolutely, yeah, apologies for that, but a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
On a side note, for those of you who are wanting us to put videos up of our podcasts, let us know.
Not today, my friends, not today. Actually, this could actually get us launched into the OnlyFans platform that you've always wanted to go
into. I'm sure there's a niche market, midlife mums who are Zooming with each other naked.
Complete side tangent. I was driving last week and pulled up and I saw this beautiful face and hands waving, and it was my friend Bree, and she waved down the window. We're both at a set of traffic lights and she yells out, "I'm listening to your podcast." And I'm like, "That's awesome." And gave her the thumbs up, and then I had the car full of kids, and then she yells out through the traffic, "The OnlyFans boy." And, you know, I had about four people mention last week that they had gone back to the OnlyFans. So some of our friends have started listening for the very first time. Thanks, friends. But, yeah, apparently that heading actually caught their attention. So, look, whatever floats your boat, which reminds me, we do actually have to get an OnlyFans person on and ask some questions.
Yes, we do. You know someone who did a professional pivot into the OnlyFans domain and is making a bloody mint. I think like a lot of things, you and I are probably a little bit late on the wave for that one, because I was reading one of those big, you know, business women groups had put up a post saying, "Hey, how do you get into the foot market of OnlyFans?"
Wow. I mean, if ever there was a niche.
And I know, right? And they were all, but like, what an easy niche. Like, if all you had to do was just go, "Yeah, here's my toenails, have at it." then I don't know whether that's what it's about. Clearly, I'm not into feet fetishes on OnlyFans. But there was a lot of comments from people who were like, "Look, I've done it. It's actually a lot of hard work. It's a lot harder than you think. It's not like you have to keep
manicuring
new content about, yeah, like how much new content can you come up with about your feet?" But
you got to file those babies down with an angle grinder.
Well, I would have to. Yeah, but apparently the one thing that they were saying is that you don't necessarily have to have pretty feet, because there's a market for all different types of feet. So there you go.
Wow. Yeah, look, different strokes for different folks. There are some things like rosé. I will never understand. I just don't get rosé. But
really?
Yeah, and I also just don't get why people want to look at other people's feet. But this is the beautiful, very diverse world that we live in, and I love that people can really, you do you, boo.
See, this is one thing, you know how I have some really random factual information?
Uh-huh.
So
hit me.
Me with my lovely fascination with brain science, I can tell you that there actually is a connection between the same area of the brain that deals with feet as does with sexual satisfaction.
Yeah.
No, so there is some research that proposes that a foot fetish is actually due to sensory input in the brain, and the suggestion is that the part of the brain that processes the sensation that people get from feet is right next to the area that perceives genital stimulation, which may account for some people's foot fetishes. Isn't that fascinating? Anyway, so what were we originally talking about before we very quickly got off on that tangent? How's your week been?
My week has been amazing. The kids are back at school. I'm suddenly getting back into routine, other than the fact that I'm sitting here half naked with you today and it's hot. Life is good. Very, very good. How about you?
Yeah, pretty good. It's a new week, and as I said to you this morning at while I was on the phone to you at Coles, I feel like I'm starting my week off strong. It may slip and slide downhill between now and the end of the week, but I'm implementing a lot of the practices that I set for myself this year. And one of them is that I got a habit app, which has got me on track. It connects with my calendar, and I've cleaned up all my calendars, and I've got out all the stuff that that stuff that pops up on your calendars that you ignore that you don't need anymore.
Yes.
So I've got this app called Structured. There's a lot of them out there, but this is just the one that I use, and it's really helping me to tick all the boxes in the day and get my life well structured. So yeah, I started off strong, started off with a bang, went to Coles, got my weekly shop. I got just a little under three lightweight bags of food. I got two meals out of that, some nappies and a couple of half price Tupperware containers, and it all came in at just under $240. So
That actually is a really good segue into what we're here to talk about today. You don't know this, but I'd like us to pull together a bit of an ins and outs list. I know it's been on trend on the socials all throughout January. And as you said before, we're always late to come to a trend, but alas, it is still January. At least we're not posting this one in February. But I would love to talk to you about your ins and outs for the year, because if we don't lay it out here, we're not going to be accountable. And there might just be something that you and I have decided to implement that might inspire one of our beautiful listeners and might help them as well.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, tell me about it.
So coming into this, we've both just taken 5 minutes to write down some things that we're looking forward to doing, things that we're going to absolutely come in strong in 2024. And then also we're writing a list of our outs. So our outs are going to be things that we can do without. We can say sayonara, hasta la vista, baby.
All right. So I'm going to start with something that I actually did this morning when I was when I first got on my phone and I was flicking through. The algorithm loves me sick sometimes and gives me all sorts of great stuff. But at the moment, it's giving me a lot of really great recipes and people to follow whose whole purpose is providing really yummy, like crunchy salad recipes and things that are like right up my alley. So
We
I,
always go back to food. We always go
yeah.
back to food. So we're starting there.
But there's a larger purpose. It's more to do with social media. So I was on Instagram. These people popped up and I went, oh, I'm going to follow them. I'm going to follow them. So I followed three different accounts. Two of them were recipes, and one of them was like habit. She's a homemaker who's into like habits and stuff. And as I was doing that, I thought, well, I've just followed three people. You know what I should do? I should scrap three people who aren't bringing me joy on Instagram and who make me feel like less good about myself than I do when I get on into Instagram. So, just as I followed three people, I then went through and I culled three people who are no longer adding benefit to my life. Not friends. So, my friends who are listening, you're all still safe, but it was just like rando influencers who clearly like Photoshopped themselves or whatever it is that doesn't make me feel good about myself.
Yes.
I scrapped them.
I love that. Well, it's pretty ruthless. I was about to instantly pick up my phone and check, but I love that. And I do think that's huge. I think what you look at on your phone can create your mood. And if you are following people that you compare yourself to or who no longer bring you joy, you need to just grow a set and unfollow.
Yeah, so I think that's something I'm going to regularly do from now on. Every time I follow a new account that is bringing me joy, for starters, I'm going to make sure that it is actually adding value to my life before I follow it, and not just because I want to, not voyeuristically looking at somebody else's life that's ultimately going to bring me unhappiness. But at the same time that I follow someone, I'm going to turn around and unfollow someone else so that over time, it can be an evolving social media feed that's just joyous and value adding.
Oh, you've started this game strong. Just keep knocking them out there, mate. I'm here for it. Give us
Oh,
more.
Oh, more? Okay, all right. So, in with this has been a big recurring theme, which we have spoken about in previous episodes. But for me this year, a big in is play, being more playful with my kids and my family. And I actually have been implementing that. And I've been seeing immediate results in my children who are both a lot more affectionate with me and don't have any problems asking me to do something with them, even if I have to say no because I'm cooking dinner or whatever, they're not afraid to ask me to play a game with them or do something like that. So in with the play and out with, again, the phone, the screen time, because oftentimes I'll go, oh, look, I've got to do some work or whatever, Austin, but I'll watch you playing. And then what happens is I sit with him while he plays, but I don't watch him. I get on my phone and I scroll or and then I catch myself looking at my phone and not him. And then he's looking at me to get my reaction and seeing that I'm not giving it because I'm looking at my phone.
Oh, mom go.
Yeah, exactly. So the offshoot to being more playful is that when I can't be playful, but I have to do something, I'm doing it without my phone, my face in my phone.
You know, the other day I actually got caught out. I told Gracie that I had to do some work, and she came over and watched something that I went down a rabbit hole and was watching. And she just lifted one eyebrow and looked at me and said, "Work, hey." And it was like, she's right. I just watched some stupid
You
reel.
hate being called out by your like almost infant children?
Well, I hate being called out, but she was dead set right. She absolutely hit the nail on the head. And I have over summer, I have gone down a rabbit hole of because I'm in between getting back into work, but also just chilling out. And so a bit of that chill out has been scrolling, and she caught me on it. She 100% caught me on it. I felt like shit, and I'm definitely going to be more like mindful of doing that in the future because she was right. You know, just quickly, I am going to let you keep going with your list without cutting you off too much, too much. But the greatest compliment you ever gave me was something I didn't realize was when Emmett first got diagnosed with his global developmental delay, and you said that you were becoming more playful, and you actually said, "I feel like I'm actually becoming more like you." And I don't think I've ever said that to you. It was something I actually didn't even realize was a natural instinct with my interaction with kids. And yeah, I don't think I ever told you that. So anyway, enough about me. But thank you. That did make me feel really nice. All right, what's next? Foot fetishes.
No, but as I had said to you earlier, calendars are a big in my life at the moment. I'm really trying to schedule and organize my life so that I can streamline everything and make sure that I'm like kicking goals throughout the day and not because so often I'll get on a tangent with something on the computer in my office. And then at a point where I'm ready to have a break and exercise, I'll look at the clock and it's actually time to pick the kids up. So I run through without stopping myself to actually prioritize other things. And then stuff just gets splayed out of the way. So I think the calendar and this app, this habit tracking app, is going to help to remind me because it sends a little ding being like, hey, it's break time. It's time for you to exercise or time for you to have lunch or whatever, that I'll be able to be a little bit more regimented on that stuff.
Good. And you've also missed quite a few appointments and forgotten about things in the last few
Yes.
months. So I'm happy for that aspect as well.
And then with that is, like I said earlier, I'm scrapping a lot of the stuff in the calendar that is just repetitive, like some random's birth. Like I went through and got rid of all the birthdays of people who I no longer keep in touch with. And I had like four ex-boyfriends from like 20 years ago. I still had their birthdays popping up. And I was like, why is this in here? Like so much stuff that was distracting me, getting away from.
That's cathartic. I need you to come into my life and do all of the culling for me. All right, what's next? I love this.
What's in is utilizing my new wardrobe, but a lot of fit for me is when I buy a ward when I'm out in the shops and I see things on mannequins and I'm like, that looks so casually chic and I love it. I buy that exact outfit, I go home and then I see it in my closet and I get up in the morning and I'm like, oh, I'm only going to Coles today. I don't really need to wear that. That's a little dressy, even though it's not. When I saw it on the mannequin, I was like, that's so casual. I wouldn't look twice at somebody at Coles wearing that. But for me, I always think it's overdressed. So, one of the great things that I heard once upon a time was dress as if you're going somewhere better afterwards.
Ooh, yeah.
Right? And then you're going to actually
Yeah.
dress the way you probably should show up anyway.
Yeah.
And you feel like okay. So that's the mentality that I'm trying to use now. Every day when I get up, I'm going to dress like I'm going somewhere better later. And then obviously out is that I've culled all of the stuff in my wardrobe that is no longer bringing me joy.
Okay, you're getting ruthless and I love it. But I think in your current life, you've got a boy in school, and we all know what that's like. That can be batshit crazy. But you also have Emmett and a ton of appointments. So the fact that you are getting rid of the clutter in your life, in all areas of your life, not just in your wardrobe, but in your calendar, has to be like so nourishing.
Yeah, I think so. It's just the right time of year to do it. There's no rush, right? Like everyone goes, oh, if I don't, like you said earlier, if I don't get it done in January, then I feel like I failed and it's not going to happen. But it is almost February. And if it rolls into February and I'm still starting to implement practices, that's okay. Because again, another one of the great things, quotes that I heard that I try and live my life by, it was when somebody was looking to do something that was going to take like 4 or 5 years. And they said, oh, yeah, but it'll take so long. It'll take 5 years. And the response was, well, the time will pass anyway. And so if you don't implement your New Year's resolution changes in January, well, the time will pass anyway. And you'll still, like, you could implement it in February or March or April or May or October or November because that time will pass. And it's better to start it a little bit then not at all, right? You're lapping
Right.
people on the couch.
And I do love that your 10 years self will thank you for it. Do steps
Yeah.
now that you'll look back and go, thank God I did that. Thank God I started to move my body. Thank God I started to eat better. Thank God I started to get swole. Whatever it is that you're wanting to do, it doesn't obviously have to be January, but I love that to think that my 10 year self rather than my January self.
Yeah. And so then on that, my next thing is I'm in with moving my body. And it doesn't matter if it's even only 5 minutes. If I have, time set out in a day for a workout, because I follow a program on my phone that allows for like 30 to 45 minute workouts. But if I'm looking at my clock and I find out that I only have 30 minutes before I got to get out the door and pick up the kids, then that only leaves me 15 minutes to work out. And oftentimes I'll think to myself, oh, well, I can't do that 30 to 45 minute workout. I'm going to have to scrap it. But lately I've started going, well, I've got 15 minutes. And so a 15 minute workout is going to be better than no workout at all. And it doesn't matter. Someone said to me the other day, it takes a lot longer to get rid of the muscle than it does to put it on. So if you're just doing a little bit, then okay, you're not gonna, like you said, get swole quite as quickly as your Pinterest board would have you do, but it's still a step in the right direction, isn't it? And 10 or 15 minutes is better than absolutely nothing. So I'm giving myself some flexibility and leniency with that, and I'm just saying in with just movement, no matter how little it is.
It feels like overall you're being really gentle on yourself. I love that.
Yeah, I think so many of us need that right now. We need to be more forgiving of ourselves and be more gentle in the changes. Like you said a couple of episodes ago, it's been a really slow, gentle start to this year, which is what everybody has obviously needed. But I think that's what's making it effective for everybody a little bit more is that we're just not being so harsh on ourselves.
I can feel that. I feel that 100%. I set the goal in January to swim at least 500 meters a day, walk at least 10,000 steps. And we've had either extreme heat or we've had torrential rain. If I don't do it, it's okay. Tomorrow is a new day and I might do double, I might do half. But I just really felt a really amazing feeling with being more gentle on myself. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to anybody else, but I'm proud when I do do it. And when I don't, I'm like, that's okay.
Yeah. So then my last one is in with, I don't know whether I can announce this yet. I probably can. I can probably announce
We
this.
have an announcement. Do I know about this?
Oh, yes, you do. So, my husband, just to give some context to everybody at home, we have been traveling a lot for my husband's work for the past, ooh, since 2015. But in order for him to get his dream position in his role, we needed to go overseas for either 12 months or 2 years. Likely go overseas for what's called a fellowship.
And this has been something that I've been so excited for you, but also, look, from a selfish point of view, it affects your work life. Also, deeply distraught of when the day comes that you will announce, hey, we're just going to Ireland for 3 years.
Yeah. So it's probably Ireland or Canada, or we actually were even talking about Switzerland for a little while. So lots of different options, but all of them very much overseas and very much like picking up our whole lives and going on an adventure. So he got a call to offer him the dream job that he would have been doing that fellowship to apply to get.
In North Korea.
No, 30 minutes up the road in the hospital that he wanted to get it in. So what that means is that for the foreseeable future, we don't have to uproot our lives and move overseas. And we're here. Now, that's amazing to me because a couple of episodes ago, we talked about my vision board. And do you remember how I said to you, in fact, I'm going to play it. With home, it was stay. That was actually not, I was not expecting that in my meditation because, you know, I'm so used to like moving around with my family for my husband's work. But stay was the first thing that popped into my head when I was meditating. I meditated and I was expecting, I remember saying to you, I was expecting for, you know, adventure and travel and all of that stuff. And the first thing that popped into my head was stay. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. And I think you were kind of surprised, but on reflection, when we fleshed it out on the podcast, it made sense. Emmett's in a position where he has good therapists. He's improving. He is growing. You're loving being a school mum. You feel really entrenched and deep rooted in your community. And the thought of heading off again, last time when you headed off, you had a good experience when you're in Hervey Bay. And then when you went further up north, you absolutely disintegrated. I think, honestly, as a human, your mental health, so many areas of your life, you weren't having healthy habits necessarily. You just weren't thriving.
No.
And there was that kind of thing that perhaps was at the back of your mind that that might happen again. But yeah, once you kind of sat, meditated on it, and said it was quite shocking to you, but it also felt really good.
Yeah, it felt good, but it was shocking because the accepted thing was we don't have a choice. We're going overseas. So it's weird that I would say stay when we're going to be going overseas. And so when Bailey was talking to me about it the other day, and he was like, it's just so random and weird that I just out of the blue got this offer of the job that I have been working for the last 10 years to try and get. And it would have been hard work to try and apply for it, but it's just fallen in my lap. And I turned around and I was like, you know what? It was probably my vision board.
That would have went down like a lead balloon.
Was like, oh yeah, okay.
But honestly, I mean, it's such a credit to him and obviously the work that he does. But also, it's almost like winning the lotto. That's eliminated 3, 4 years in the step to where he wants to be. It's one of those like aha moments, as the great Oprah Winfrey would say, where you kind of just go, wow, this happened, and I'm really grateful. Like it's not every day that that happens. It's great for him and it's really good for you.
Yeah. So in with staying in where we are and out with moving overseas.
Which would be really exciting. I mean, I always thought going overseas would be amazing, particularly when the kids are little. But for so many reasons for your life and where you're at the moment, I can see why it is an absolute blessing to have that beautiful. There's nothing wrong with growing roots. It can be absolutely an amazing experience, but also creating lifelong memories and friendships for your family at this stage. Because some of those friendships that you've form when the kids are little will be with you forever. We have released our 2024 Bali Reset Retreats, and to celebrate, we're giving away 2 tickets for you and a friend to come join us.
This is a once in a leap year giveaway, so naturally, the winner will be drawn on February 29th. So make the most of this leap year by investing in yourself for a change.
you could win a trip to join us for 4 days of incredible connection, restful rejuvenation, and fascinating implementation of cutting-edge neurosciences that will have you kicking some serious goals in both work and in your life.
These hugely successful retreats are for anyone who feels like they're pouring from an empty cup. I know that's definitely me, and just need a freaking minute.
And a nap.
And a swim.
And a light bulb moment.
And a massage.
Oh yeah, and a dance.
And a laugh.
And another nap.
You get it.
Really, this is for anyone who wants to escape the chaos and do all of the re's, like relax,
reset,
rejuvenate,
release,
recover,
reevaluate,
reinvest,
remember,
and reclaim.
It's a retreat like nothing else you've seen in Bali, a unique approach that we call Choose Your Own Adventure that blends fascinating neurosciences and targeted life and work analysis to actually get you reaching the goals that you set for yourself with a side of meditation and cocktails by the pool.
And if you're thinking about coming along, do it. Just go purchase a ticket now. You can still be in the draw. And if you win, we'll refund you the prize amount. You can enter the draw by visiting us at www.theworkwives.com.au or by checking out our Instagram post at the.work.wives.
We really, really want to see you there and give you a squeeze, slap you on the bum and jump in the pool with you. Consensually, of course. Tell me about your list. What are your ins and outs?
So my first in is we have a retreat coming up in June and July. Mm-hmm. And I realized last year leading up to the retreat was really valuable for me to start working on some things for myself in order to get up there and to teach. And so I've taken a really great interest in retreat inspiration. And so in the next few months, I've booked in some courses and I'm going along and just doing some things that we offer other people. Because you can't really talk the talk, right, without walking the walk. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about that. It's been a really great thing to start looking towards and to start thinking. And it's actually like a really great sense of self-love. I get excited when I book the ticket. So, and you don't know this, but you're coming to some of it. But
I was just going to say, thank you so much. I really love that you've invited me along to this retreat. You'll be the retreat fucking guru by the time June comes around and I'll be like, so anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be in your new updated, refined, excellent and sexy calendar. Things like ice baths, breath work, sound bowl healing sessions. There's some neuroscience sessions. There's some morning yoga on the beach followed by some breath work and ocean swims. So just some things like that. That's actually getting me really excited. You know, just booking in a little bit of, it covers a lot of bases, really. It's a little bit of me time. It's a little bit of self-love. Mm-hmm. But it's inspiring too, because it's a lot of the stuff that we know we give people at retreat. So we might just, learn one little thing that makes you feel better, or one little thing that we can offer at our retreats for other people that will really, you know, help them grow or inspire them. So, you know, that's exciting. I hope that you're in for the ride, because we've got a pretty full calendar coming up. That is giving me joy.
Nice.
Other ins, early mornings, non-negotiable. I used to work in media, so I have always been an early worm, whereas you're a little bit more of a night owl. Mm. But I realized I do spend a lot of my early mornings actually doing work. Like I actually am doing emails. You often say, holy crap, I checked on at 6 a.m. and there was all this stuff happening. I've decided to not do that. And I did that because I had little kids at home and I was juggling. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, if I don't do it now, it may not happen today. Mm-hmm. But I've decided, no. Absolutely not. I took my lead from the interview that we did before Christmas with Shanna and Colleen, mm-hmm. The two beautiful ladies who have written the book Elevate. And when we spoke to them about their morning routine, I was really inspired. I think they had the three M's. One was make their bed, two was move their body, and three was meditate. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm spending my early mornings just getting up. You know, I've always moved my body, but Absolutely. No excuses. Even this morning, I got up and it was raining. And my brother at Christmas, he works for a football team and gave me some really cool merch. So I threw on the raincoat that he gave me. I look like I'm a mad NRL fan, but grab the dog and off we went. And even then, after that, I actually went and did my strength class. I might get up and go to the pool, but that's been a really, it's been a very small, simple thing because I've always moved my body. But it's an absolute non-negotiable. I move my body before I turn on the laptop. And that has been huge. And that's going to continue for the rest of the year.
Nice. That's amazing.
Stretching.
Okay.
Call me the cat.
Yeah, this is one I have to get back into as well.
Yeah, so you've always been, I can go and do yoga and I've, it's, look, I love yoga, but it's not a daily practice for me that is a non-negotiable. But when I do yoga, I love it. But I have realized that I've never been that person that goes to, the gym and does a, 15-minute psycho warm up or warm down. I just kind of go in, do the session, walk out. But I think my body needs stretching. I think everybody's body needs stretching. For the month of February in particular, that's going to be my thing. Every night, 10 to 15-minute stretching block, and it feels good.
Especially now in these sunset years of your life.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Sorry.
Eat a bag of you know what. No, but I do think stretching is amazing. And I think I look at my kids, they do regular yoga. I think it's really important. I did a yoga class, on my birthday with my friend Bree, and I literally felt more limber. I felt like I stood when we were in Bali last year and we did 2 weeks back to back. I felt amazing. I had no niggles in my sunset twilight year body. I actually felt like we dropped a bit of weight. Our skin looked good. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that my 10 minutes a night is going to do that, but I think stretching is so in.
I could over time for sure it could.
Yeah, and now that I've been lifting weights, there are certainly times where we do stretching in the session, and it's almost like a good orgasm. No, it's not that good, but there is definitely a moment. Oh, it feels yummy, right?
Yeah.
It feels really good sometimes to get into a deep stretch. So more of that.
I'm with you. Like I'll that's something that I'm happy to join in with. I think I've told you one of my life goals was to be able to do the splits, and I'm nearing 40 and I still can't do them. So it's kind of a it might be coming to a now or never situation. Although
Yeah, okay.
one of the people who I follow, Joan, on Instagram, I love Joan.
I
She's
love
like
Joan.
70, she's almost 80 now, and she's just learned how to do the splits. She's a powerhouse, that woman. She didn't start working out until she was almost 70, and now she's fitter than almost everyone I know.
80. All right. Well, I've got a few years left and then I can catch up to Joan before my 80th. You're such a bitch. Yeah, stretching. So come in. You're all the more the welcome. We are going to be the stretchiest retirees ever, I reckon. More reading books.
Oh, yes.
As our beautiful podcast has evolved, and you wouldn't really realize listening to this current one, but you and I are having some incredible guests. Many of them are very articulate and acclaimed writers. So your and my bookshelf are getting a little bit bigger. We're getting more books, more beautiful colors too, by the way, because I know it works for you and your OCD bookshelf. But we've done some amazing interviews in the last few weeks, and it's been really nourishing to read books. So I'm actually scheduling some time into my week to actually read these books and to actually get into it. And it stopped, we think that we don't have the time, but it's helped stop some of that mindless scrolling that, I think we've all been doing that you spoke about earlier. But, to actually stop and read a beautiful book. And that's been a really nice experience. On the weekend, I went to a party and I went to the airport, and one of my mum friends actually lent me the book Tameless by Glennon Doyle, which I've heard a lot about. And I've all but finished that book because I just, when I was getting ready for the plane trip, ordinarily I would download some movies or I'd jump on the plane and jump on the in-flight entertainment. And I just had a beautiful old trusty book. And it was good. It was soul food. It was really good. So more of that for 2024.
Nice.
All right. My next one is wellness. And that goes into, you know, we talked earlier about moving your body and, but it goes more than that. I'm really, really getting into health. Last year, I do think I did a lot of self-development on, you know, longevity and all that sort of stuff. But that's kind of really something that is making me happy. It's something that I've been spending a lot of time researching and also then, you know, putting into practice. So I think it's a really big overarching thing. But wellness and health is something that I'm really looking forward to and is really in for me in 2024. Yeah, maybe I might go and have some cocktails or, you know, you have your off days, but thinking about your protein, you know, making sure that what you eat, that it is nutritious, on the regular, just doing more of that stuff and being mindful about it is actually really making me happy, and it's setting my soul on fire and it's lighting me up.
Do you feel naturally that you're moving away from unhealthy stuff, or is it more a conscious choice?
I think it's a conscious choice. I can be all or nothing, and I've gone down deep holes of health in the past. Knowledge is power, and I think that the more that you let yourself know the benefits or the, you know, the disaster of what you're putting in your mouth, for example, can be very motivational for me. So, you know, and I, you know, I do. It does cause me happiness when I'm walking my dog at 5 a.m. on the beach and you look around and everyone's smiling and the sun's rising. It feels good for you. You know, these are things that you don't have to spend a lot of money on, but this is stuff that's really kind of nourishing my life. And my kids have all started going to the gym as well. So it's lovely to see it flowing on into them. Of course, I have a daughter who is an absolute sugarhead and would do anything for, you know, a hit of sugar, but they're kids, they're growing. It's just making healthy choices and also educating them as well, which has been really good. You know, and it's not being a martyr. We all know this, but it is so on trend. It is so on trend for 2024. But not only is it something that is on trend, it is something that makes me truly feel good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in is my health and wellness. Deep conversations. Nothing more needs to be said. Feels good.
Yeah.
It's nourishing. No more small talk. So where possible, I think deep conversations is definitely one of my ins for 2024.
Right.
I'm a little bit like you. I'm really wanting to be scheduled. I don't know whether I've actually got my ex-boyfriend's birthdays in the diary, but I'm definitely being a lot more mindful of doing things. You know me, there's a lot of stuff that I don't actually schedule, but I do, but it's being more mindful and actually scheduling. So maybe every Monday is, you know, double checking Planoly, for example, for our businesses, just taking a little bit more of an attack on things to make sure that it not only just expected that it's going to get done, but it's going to get done, but not just for business. I've actually got in my diary today, every Tuesday, reach out to an old friend.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. So doing that stuff that we often talk on this podcast that I'd say I'd like to do more, actually just it's written in, actually unlike you and you've gone all tech, but it's just written in colored pen in my diary. So I've actually each month I've actually started doing 3 month and 6 month planning. So really just doing an overhaul of my diary. And if it's not in my diary, it doesn't happen. So I took a little bit of a long, hard think at the start of the month, you know, what are the things that I want to achieve? And, you know, really simple stuff like that. But it's something that I've been saying to you for a while that I'm not very good at. I'm not very good at keeping in touch with all of my friends because I just...
It's just hard.
Get on with life and you tick another week off the calendar. So that's something I'm taking a really mindful approach to doing.
Nice.
Yeah. So if I call you, Anna, this afternoon, that's because I'm reaching out to you.
There's one person that you don't need to maintain more conversation with. It's me.
So yeah, a lot of that, you know, kind of stuff, gratitude, things that we've been talking on the podcast. Meditation is something that I was getting good at last year. It was actually helping me sleep better. It was something that I found some really good apps, and much to some member of my family's great dismay, because they could hear this very loud, deep voice talking from my bedroom walls. It's something that I kind of dropped off over summer. So I'm getting back into that. And finally, one of my great loves, but something that probably dropped off a bit as well, is just skincare. I love.
You do love a bit of skincare.
Dewy, hydrated, moisturized skin with sunscreen and Yeah, it's such a simple thing, but it's something that I am definitely implementing, and it's in for 2024. Gone are
Nice.
the days of the winged eyeliner and false beautiful eyelashes. It's just good, hydrated,
Au natural.
a la natural wild skin care.
Skin car, very, very, blah, blah.
So yeah, mostly simple, mostly stuff we were doing before, but yeah, actually seeing it in writing has helped me just go, yeah, let's do this. Let's
Yeah,
go, bitch.
nice. Yeah, bring it
Yeah.
on.
Bring it on. And I probably should add to manicures and pedicures in case that you and I ever need another thing up our sleeve and to get into the old OnlyFans foot fetish. No, I'm joking. I could never. I just couldn't.
I
Just
could
couldn't.
easily get a snap a picture of my feet and get $500. Yes, thank you.
I'd rather you snap a picture of my anything actually. Just feet. No, I don't get it. Anyway, I digress. So you kind of did a lot of your ins and outs because they counterbalanced. I kind of didn't do that. I'm just going to hit you really quick because people have
Yeah.
probably had enough of me this podcast. Outs are mindless scrolling, much of which we
Oh,
hit
yes.
in the above.
Oh,
The
yes.
biggest one for me out for 2024, you heard it here, is daily grocery shopping.
Yeah, I feel
I'm
that
sick of it.
deep in my soul.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
Especially having the kids home for holidays. I thought I had a fridge full of food, only to open the fridge up and realize I have to go. With that comes meal prepping. I had to do more meal prepping and perhaps some bulk buying, and even some freezing. We've talked about sandwich freezing. That's a definite out, but that is something that I have to do because I just can't afford to be calling in to the shops. It takes up time, it takes up energy, and it takes up money. And I think that is a big thing that I need to just hone on in. Even if that's the only thing I do all year, that is going to be a big goal for me.
Oh yeah, big goal, but a good goal. Great goal to
Yep. Weekday drinking, I think coming
have.
out of January.
Yes. Yeah.
We were doing pretty well leading up to Christmas. They're going, yeah, Christmas will be fine. But it's summer, it's socializing, it's cheese platters. But it just gets easy to the point that it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and it's very easy to just grab a little glass out of the cupboard and top her up.
And over time, you can start to feel your body, the inflammation, the sugar that's coursing through your vein. Like it's, you can feel your body starting to react badly. I get up off the couch and my joints are aching. And I know that the only difference is that I'm drinking more. And I think that it's the inflammation that's caused from that. That I read a really interesting thing the other day that was talking about now the evidence and the research is showing that not even 1 to 2 glasses a week is good. The best thing to do as far as alcohol goes, because it is a poison, is just to scrap it all together, just entirely get rid of it.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go all of February. I've told you this before. So it's definitely every month I'm going to do more little changes. January was swimming and 10,000 steps. February is actually going to be nightly stretching and alcohol free for the month. And that's enough. But if it feels good, I will continue because I think, it's good for everybody. There's a lot of research out there, and we actually have a podcast coming up about sobriety or at least decreasing your drinking. I went to a cracker of a party on the weekend, and I had to fly back from Sydney, and I was at the airport, and something hit me that I am not good at and that I don't normally have, and that was anxiety. And I realized that was because I had, gone hard. I mean, it was a bloody great party and we had a good time. But yeah, I just had a moment at the airport, went, oh my God, I feel like this because I had one too many drinks over the weekend.
That was the other thing that was changing with my body. And you and I spoke about this because I said to you last week, I was on the phone, we were having a conversation about something, and I said to you, I was like, I can't talk right now because I don't know why, but I just have anxiety and I can't pinpoint it to anything, but every single thought I'm having in my head is anxious. And I'm just having it wasn't a panic attack, but it was a generalized episode of anxiety. And that's happened every day since then to varying degrees. And I think it's because of the alcohol.
Yeah, and also I told you I've actually just locked up 1 year of actually continuous exercise, which is really good. And with that comes, you know, good eating. There's been 8-week challenges and 4-week challenges and all sorts of things. And I told you it was never actually about the weight loss, even though I did stack on a heap of weight last year. It has come off. I'm definitely fitting better in clothes. It's not that I jump on the scales, but there's definitely something that you think I'm doing all of these great stuff for my body. And there's also just a little bit that won't move. You know, I've kind of gotten stuck. And I thought, well, it's probably the alcohol. Like I'm not a massive drinker, but I'm sure that my body, my brain and my sleep, everything will be a lot better if I can go a month at least without it. So that is a big thing for me that starts very, very soon, the 1st of February. To be continued. And I actually know quite a few people that are doing sobriety completely or, you know, are sober curious. So that's definitely a very big episode that you and I have got coming up, because there's a lot, you know, a lot of pros for doing it. And I think once you start, it's easy. It's just starting. It's that first week.
And we've got a couple of experts actually that as well that we want to chat to about that, about the wine mum culture, about how easy it is to slip into drinking for social purposes or for relaxation at the end of the day, but why it's so beneficial to try and cut that out.
Absolutely. I'm going to quickly go through the rest of my list. Self-doubt. I'm just going to try and eliminate self-doubt. When we were in Bali last year, you and I met with a great healer, and he basically just said to me, just love yourself that little bit more. You know, a lot of things are really possible. You put a lot of people first all the time. It is now time to just really love yourself. And I think self-doubt is something that happens to everybody, particularly with imposter syndrome or life as we know it in 2024, social media, etc. But yeah, that's a big thing that I didn't even realize I wanted to do, but as we wrote this list, it just kind of felt good. And so self-doubt it is.
Kick it to the curb.
Kick it to the curb. Not eating intentionally, making every bite count, making sure you have good proteins. It sounds very, very kind of scholarly of me to sit there and kind of say, this is what you need to do. But I did that last year. There was times when I had 8-week challenges and I really made every bite count nutritionally and I bloody felt great. So I'm going to go back to that as well. Procrastination, stopping scrolling and, you know, doing those big hairy tasks first in my day. So then it's done. That I do find that I am working a lot, but I'm going around in circles. So procrastination is something I'm just going to just stop altogether and just have a list each day. That's something I'm really starting doing the night before, writing a list of what I want to do and achieve the next day, rather than kind of go shit. And then at the end of the day, I forgot to do this. Just have that list and knock it out. I'm wanting to become a bit of a minimalist in all areas of my life. You know, when you talked about doing your diary and digging out birthdays, that's next level. But, you know, even if it's I think it's in my little diary at the moment in a pretty colored pen, chuck 3 things out of my wardrobe or, you know, clean 3 things out of my bathroom. Just by doing, I think just minimalizing, the older I get, and I think I'm really excited now that my kids, Gracie still has some toys. She still loves her dollhouse and a few things, but I definitely am not at that stage of my life where everywhere I walk, I crunch Lego. You know, the girls are definitely getting a lot easier. My house is not full of toys. We're getting rid of stuff and it feels fucking amazing. It's so liberating. So checking out stuff. And that's pretty much my outs.
Nice. That's a heavy list, but all achievable by the sounds of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you too, yours kind of counterbalanced each other. We might do up our ins and outs, once again, late to the party, but we'll chuck it out while it's still January on our socials. And if you have anything that you'd love to add or anything that's working for you, please, get onto our Instagram page, because we get inspired by all of your feedback and your comments too. So let us know, what are your ins and outs for 2024?
Yeah, we want to know. Give us some more inspiration to add to our lists.
So on that, let's wrap it up. Anna, let us know, what has been setting your soul on fire this last week?
Well, A lot of things have been setting my soul on fire. Just this morning, I have decided I'm going to do, and I'm going to make notes of them, I think, and I'm going to put them on Instagram because if I'm getting value from them, then I think maybe other people get value from them. But little joy injectors, like little things, little teeny tiny things I can do throughout the day that can help me be a little bit joyful. And one of them was this morning while I was shopping at Coles, I got my headphones out. And I know they play music in the background at Coles, but oftentimes if a song comes on and I like it, and I kind of want to like naturally my feet will start walking to the rhythm. And then I have to stop myself because I'm like, people are looking at me like, you know, jutting along to the music, and I look like a total numpty. So I got my favorite happy-go-lucky playlist on Spotify, and I chucked my earphones in and I listened blaringly loudly to my favorite songs while I was shopping. And I walked along to that beat like nobody's business.
Yes, you
But
did.
nobody knew. They just thought I was walking because I wasn't walking to the Coles song. I was just walking, doing my shopping. But in my head, I was like, "You tell by the way I keep my walk, I'm a woman that no, 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 no." And I was like, at some points,
Stella, Stella.
man, I was on that beat like you would not believe. And I had the best time because I could dance my way through the shopping, and nobody was any the wiser.
But if you have a big smile on your face, even if you stroll past somebody in Coles, they're probably going to smile too. I smile when someone smiles. I love that. All right.
And because I was feeling good, I wasn't seeking that joy in food. I wasn't picking out food that was going to give me that hit of endorphins, right? No, seriously, that I wasn't. When I was feeling happy, I was like, oh, I'll put some lettuce in, you know, like I was making healthier food choices because I was feeling better while I was shopping rather than going, oh, got to
Get
get on
me
with
to
the
the
rest of the
chocolate.
day. I could do with some chocolate here, you know, like, and I just made better food choices. Still cost me $240, but I think it will reflect in the meals that I'll be cooking this week.
Yes.
What about you? What is setting yourself on fire?
I flew to Sydney for the weekend. My beautiful sister-in-law, Liesl, had her 50th birthday, and it was just amazing. It was just one of those great parties. She's just one of those people who everybody needs one of her in your life. She still has her primary school friends, her school friends. She has so many friends. She just brings so much joy to everybody. It was a huge party. My brother and her have renovated a beautiful house that looks over one of the harbours in Sydney. So that's a credit to them. But it was sparkling. My brother Mark has created so many beautiful areas for love, you know, like where you can sit and enjoy the view. There's bars. He's actually got a whole cave that is a bar, sandstone cave. So they've put a lot of love into this home. They had a lot of love from the people that were there. There was a mixologist. So yeah, you had me at him. There was an amazing musician, but it was just an absolute party. I think it went for over 12 hours. I just got in, everybody got in, you know, the weather turned bad. So all the girls just got in and made a cheese platter. And just, it was just a great party. You know, when you just want it to never end, or the next day you go, geez, I wish we could go back to that party. There was dancing, there was joy, there was a lot of catch ups with some amazing friends. My parents were there. They are always like first on the dance floor. They light up the room. Their best friends were there. So yeah, it was just really, really good soul food. The kids didn't come. I flew up on my own, but that was really nice too. It was just really nice to have some great conversations. I met some other ladies who also do Bali retreats, so there was some really great ideas being thrown around. I have got bruises all the way down my thigh because she brought out a party box which included tambourines and like glitter hats. So yeah, it was a really good weekend.
Oh, nice. That's good. It always, when you can light up your soul that way, it's always life quenching, isn't it?
It is, and it's good to dance. It's really good to dance. Speaking of, if you want to come and dance with us in Bali, you better jump on our competition. You could win a trip for you and a friend to come and join us in Bali for an amazing retreat, which covers a lot of our ins and outs, actually. It's actually a good life shake-up. It's a bit of a haul up of where you're going, where you want to be, and maybe cut out some of the stuff that you're doing that you don't need to do. So, Anna, how can people come to Bali?
They can come for free at the moment if they enter the draw on our Instagram page at the.work.wives, or you can get the details if you can't wait that long and you just want to secure yourself a ticket, because we do have very limited rooms available. So if you do want to secure one before the draw, you can do so by going through our website, www.theworkwives.com.au, and right there on the front page, you'll see a link to the Bali giveaway where you can enter and also purchase your ticket while you're there.
And set your calendar, people, since we're talking about calendar scheduling. Mm-hmm. This Friday, we have got an incredible, incredible interview, and it's all about habits.
Yes, with the leading habit expert in Australia, actually, I think. I would go so far as to call her that.
Dr. Gina Cleo. And look, I got a little bit jealous about you and your new mum friend wanting to have an instant friendship. I want to be best friends with Dr. Gina Cleo. No offense to you, Anna. She's amazing. So I cannot wait for us to talk to her and to help inspire other listeners on how they can get some amazing habits in their life to set them up for an absolute cracker of a day.
Absolutely. That'll be on Friday. From now until then, maybe do a little bit of joy injector in your own life. Let us know what you're doing to find a little bit of joy or happiness in your day. Let us know what your ins and outs are, and have a cracker of a bloody week.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm just stretching. I'm going to go do some.
All right. Get on. You just get onto it already. Just kicking goals.
No, I just tried. I just yawned and it hurt. So that's
all right. You go stretch, dude. Oh. I don't want to hold you back from accomplishing your ins and outs.
Righto. We'll catch you later. Have a great week.
See you.
Workwives want to create a podcast for you, the brilliant, beautiful, talented, and tired working woman. We want to create content that will help you, inspire you, and set your soul on fire. So, how can you help us to help you?
Well, firstly, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to it to be notified when we release upcoming episodes. It really helps the podcast gods to take notice and pick up what we're putting down for them, so it would really mean a lot to us.
Secondly, follow along on our Instagram at the.work.wives, where we can answer your questions and get to know you. We'd love to learn from you, listen to your stories, and hear about women who you think we should also bring onto the show.
And lastly, share this podcast with the women in your life and put the word out to work wives everywhere. The water cooler is open and we're ready for a global chat. Together with you, let's divide, conquer, and thrive. I'm Anna.
And I'm Sarah, and we'll see you next time.
Workwives Podcast acknowledges the traditional owners of country throughout Australia, and we recognise the continuing connection to lands, waters, and community. We pay our respects to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures and to elders past, present, and emerging.